Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International and Compass Group International, and welcome to another episode of the 10-Minute International Investor. Today's episode, we're going to talk about the best areas, the best cities to buy and invest in real estate here in Thailand. First, I'm going to talk about some of the bad places, but before I do, and again, this is a short format. I'm going to get to the subject matter very quickly, and I'm going to blow through it very fast. But I do go into more depth about real estate investing in Thailand in some of my other episodes, so please refer back to them. So what are some of the worst places to invest in Thailand? Pretty much most of the southern beach areas, like Phuket, Koh Samui, and even up north in Chiang Mai. So why is that? The reason why is, take a look what this pandemic has done. This pandemic has basically shut the whole world down. So Thailand has basically been shut down to outside international tourists for almost a year now. We've let in a few, but these are primarily people like myself that live here full time. But as far as international tourists, it's been shut out to all of them for the last year. And we're hoping to open probably in maybe March and April. So the pandemic has wreaked havoc to some of these beach cities, especially Phuket and Samui. Literally ghost towns. You can pull up images and videos from Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and you will see walking street in these places to be absolute literal ghost towns. And I feel horrible for individuals, and I've been saying this for years now, of why I do not own any real estate in these southern provinces, is because you are only relying on one sole demographic for renters, which is an international tourist. Because domestic tourists, Thai people that live here, and expats like myself that live here, we don't go to Phuket. We don't go to Samui. We don't go to Koh Tao or Phi Phi or Penang. We don't go to those places. Why? Because we don't want to hop on a plane to do that. In addition to that is, going to Phuket and some of these places, like going to Mexico. There's nothing wrong going to Mexico, but what I don't like about Mexico is that everyone's trying to rip you off, and there's always dual pricing. There's always higher pricing for foreigners, lots of petty theft, and the local Thais are so jaded now because of rude tourists that have been visiting these areas for such a long time has changed them to be a little bit more hostile and not as friendly as what a true Thai person is. I mean, Thai people are friendly, compassionate, loving people. But for if you're in a tourist town, you've been living there for decades, dealing with rude tourists, drunk tourists that want to fight and treat you like some poor immigrant, yeah, it's going to change you. It's going to get you angry and make you mean. So I do not recommend buying investment real estate in any of those. I don't even recommend buying a home in those places. Just rent. Just use, for an example, like short-term apartment rentals. There are apartment buildings. Obviously, Airbnb is illegal here in Thailand, but there are some buildings that will do short-term rentals. But just go stay in a beautiful five-star hotel or rent a beautiful villa for a month. But don't buy, because the appreciation is horrible. The resale value is horrible. There's so much freaking inventory right now in the areas like in Phuket and Samui, because nobody wants to buy it. And like I said, it's a ghost town. And we don't know when all these vendors are going to reopen. So what's the use of living in a beach city when all the cool stuff about Thailand, like little vendors, little mom and pop shops, don't open up again because they're out of business. And they may be out of business for good. So southern Thailand, don't buy anything. Chiang Mai, same exact thing. It literally is a little bit of a ghost town, but there is Thai domestic tourists. Thai people do love to go to Chiang Mai because it's nice and cool. But again, Chiang Mai is another place where I recommend people just get a hotel or just rent. There's no reason to buy. So what does that leave you with? Doesn't leave much. The number one best place to buy investment real estate is here in Bangkok. Bar none, it trumps any other area in Thailand. Bangkok, even with this pandemic, we are still busy. We have people still coming here. We have people that work here that are tons of expats that are always renting. So this is your best place. And you're going to have better resale value and higher occupancy. And one of the great things about Thailand is, if unlike Western countries, if you want to start off and buy your first piece of investment real estate, that's going to cost you for a decent property. Let's say like in Arizona, like in Phoenix or Las Vegas, in Nevada, a decent property is going to cost you $200,000 to $250,000. You know, those two cities, one of the fastest growing cities in the world, Phoenix and Las Vegas, now the average home prices are in the mid 300s because so many people are moving to these cities. But here in Thailand, you want to get started and you want to start real estate, you want to start your real estate investment portfolio, you can build it with properties as low as $50,000. These $50,000 properties, depending on location, the rent for those are anywhere from $150 to $300 a month. So Bangkok is definitely the best place. And if you're a savvy real estate investor, please refer back to some other episodes. The tenants here are the best. People will pay you 3, 6, 9, 12 months in advance. Low association dues, as low as $20 to $25 a month that you pay annually. Property taxes, you don't pay that until you sell the property, which is awesome. And as far as maintenance goes, these buildings are immaculate. On-site property management cares for these buildings, cleans these buildings on a daily basis, unlike places in the States or other countries. Some other areas, if you want to invest in a beach area, I will recommend the two beach areas that's within an hour to 2 hour drive, which is Pattaya Jomtien and Hua Hin. Hua Hin is a better bet. It's more affluent. A lot of Thais love to go to Hua Hin. Hua Hin to Thais is a Haiso beach. Haiso is our catchword for affluence, for wealth. It's high society Thais. It's the 1%ers, the 3%ers of Thailand. So they love to go to Hua Hin. Hua Hin is our version of Newport Beach, of Malibu, of Hermosa and Manhattan Beach. There's a lot of wealth. There's a lot of wealth there. And Thais love to go there. So buying a beach condo or beach home is a better bet, because even with this pandemic, you're still going to have tenants and short-term renters that are local Thais. And then the other area, which is Jomtien Pattaya or Pattaya Jomtien. I do not recommend buying anything in Pattaya. Pattaya is like Mexico, but in Thailand. It's very similar to Phuket. It's also kind of a ghost town, and it's really anchored by a big giant red light district. But next door is a little more affluent beach city called Jomtien. And that's also where we live. We have a home there. And Jomtien is a place where Thais go and visit. They will go there on weekends. They will rent condos and beach homes. So really, there's only three places here in Thailand I would invest. Number one, Bangkok. Number two, Hua Hin. Number three, Jomtien. Other than that, any place else, just rent or get a hotel, because it's not worth the investment. So I hope this was very helpful. And I really do go into a lot more detail. Obviously, I have to speed things along because I'm only limited to each episode of 10 minutes. But in my other episodes that are much longer, I really go much further in depth talking about real estate investing here in Thailand. So I hope this was helpful, and we'll see you soon.